In a stunning announcement at the March 13th Board of Education meeting, Pocahontas School Superintendent Terrence Beam unveiled the contingency plan in the event of an emergency closure of Marlinton Elementary School. The Board of Education had been strongly advised by the state fire marshal for over a year to completely replace both the fire alarm and the sprinkler systems at that school since they are failing and replacement parts are no longer available to patch them up. Recently, the state fire marshal changed their recommended status of their order to a shall replace order. The school system, already facing a loss of over $370,000 from the National Forest Timbering Severance Fund, and also facing a just-announced 10% cut in state aid, does not have the money to replace these systems at Marlinton Elementary. The School Building Authority, or SBA, will not provide any money to that school since it's in a floodplain. Thus, the Board of Education needed a backup plan just in case the fire marshal orders the students removed from the school. And the plan is to move the entire staff and student body of both Marlinton Elementary School and Hillsborough Elementary School to Marlinton Middle School while moving the students and staff from Marlinton Middle School down to the Hillsborough Elementary School. Mr. Beam stressed that this is only a contingency plan if an emergency event forces the immediate closure of Marlinton Elementary School. The state fire marshal has, as yet, not ordered the school evacuated, but both maintenance director Ron Hall and the superintendent have said that the evacuation order could come at any time. One thing is certain, however, if this emergency plan has to be implemented, it will cause consternation and turmoil for parents, students, and staff at all three of the involved schools. We can only hope that the state fire marshal can be convinced to hold off at least until the end of the school year so the transition can be made over the summer break. Superintendent Beam pointed out that they still do not yet have a similar emergency plan for Greenbank Elementary Middle School, which is also under fire marshal orders to replace their fire alarm system, but they are not, at least as of now, under orders to replace the sprinkler system at Greenbank. Mr. Beam pointed out that there are no obvious options at Greenbank, so they are still looking for emergency options if evacuation of the school is ordered. The good news is that Greenbank could be eligible for emergency SBA repair funds, and that the cost of replacing just the fire alarm system would be a lot less than having to replace both the sprinkler system and the fire alarm system. Mr. Beam said that they still need to look for an alternative building that the students and staff of Greenbank Elementary School could be moved to at least temporarily. Superintendent Beam also stated that as a cost-saving measure necessary due to the desperate financial situation the Pocahontas County Schools find themselves in, they are planning to eliminate 4 service personnel positions and 2.5 professional positions. He explained that as of the beginning of the school year, they employed 10 service personnel above the number the state will fund. Through attrition, by not replacing positions that became vacant due to retirement or resignation, they now find themselves only 7 service positions not receiving state funding. But they need to get that number down to at least 3 in next year's budget. So these 4 new positions to be eliminated could involve layoffs. As far as professional positions, teachers and administrators, they need to eliminate the 2.5 positions that would not be reimbursed by the state next year. Eliminating the 2.5 positions will make them even with their state-funded number of positions. In part 2 of the story, we will cover other things that were discussed at the March 13th school board meeting. Also, stay tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio for an upcoming interview with Mr. Beam about these issues during his monthly superintendent's report to our listeners. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.